Excuse me, ma'am.
Huh?
We're trying to play here.
Yeah, you know, don't let me get in the way.
But, ma'am, I'm just...
Oh.
Ma'am. Ma'am? I don't think you're supposed to...
That's cute. Huh?
Yeah. Windmill, so...
You could use that Hummer for all sorts of stuff, huh? Like...
Like a miniature golf windmill,
huh?
Maybe?
Yeah, windmill maybe, or... Huh? What else? You know, maybe doghouse there, huh? Right there?
I get it. Ma'am. Ma'am?
What kind of dog you suppose would live up inside this Hummer? Maybe one of them... One of them... What do they call them?
Weimaraner. You be nice. Look, she's a lovely woman, okay? And she just started working at the office, and she had absolutely nowhere to go for Thanksgiving, so I invited her here.
That is so sweet.
Coming.
Happy Turkey Day.
Oh, and same to you, Trina. Please, come on in.
Such a big, beautiful home. I live in a single. Must be fun to do things in different rooms.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Trina, I want you to meet my husband, Brian, and our friends Jim and Kim, and plus our kids.
6, 7. Well, that's 5 more than I've ever spent Thanksgiving with. Ever. Well, these are for you. I cut them out myself, see?
Oh.
Yeah, they're turkey cozies for the drumsticks. I hate to eat a turkey without his clothes on.
Mary Martha Stewart. Yeah. Now, how long does it take to make something like that?
Oh, it's about 13 hours.
Wow.
Not counting the 3 that I spent in the emergency room.
Wow, that looks quite painful.
Oh, it's not that bad, really. The only part that hurt was when they tried to sew the tip back on, but it didn't take.
It was now on. All right. We have with us right now, folks, you know, folks who've been listening to PNPnetwork.com for the last 120 years have heard people like Alex Borstein. Alex Borstein has been on here, Nicole Sullivan. But now we have the woman who has created 2, I think, of the funniest characters I've ever seen. One is Lorraine, the other one, Trina, on Mad TV. Ladies and gentlemen, Mo! Mo Collins. Hi, Mo.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am swell. How are you?
Are you really swell?
I'm a little swollen.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. It's going around these days, though. Cold compresses always work.
Yeah, plenty of cucumbers.
Well, you are hilarious.
Thank you.
Now, do you write these skits as well?
We come up with our characters, yeah.
They're funny stuff.
Certainly pitch sketch ideas, yeah.
Now, did you come up with these characters before you joined Mad TV? Were they
the ones that you mentioned? Yes, I did. They've been with me for a while.
Yeah. So when you came into audition to Mad TV, you did those?
I actually did. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's funny because Trina, you know, she got me hired on Mad TV, but then I did her a couple times on the show, and then she went away.
Well, I'll tell you that Thanksgiving episode.
That was a fun one.
Was so funny.
I'm
still. I'm splitting a gut.
I love that one. I'm going to tape one next week, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I know. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Mad TV has come on and become what at one point Saturday Night Live was, and sometimes is.
Yeah.
But it's a great show. It's on Fox TV Saturday nights from 11 to midnight Eastern Time.
Yeah.
And I guess Pacific Time, too, as well.
I think so. Yep.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, but somehow they've done it both times. It's amazing. You know, not only do you guys have a great ensemble cast, but you also have some great guest stars that come on the show.
Oh, boy. It's been so good. We have a good reputation there now with the guest stars. They want to come to our show.
Who are some of your favorites that you work with?
Oh, Susan Sarandon. That was unbelievable.
Mm.
Her partner, Tim Robbins, was phenomenal. Just, they're amazing talent. Kathy Bates was extremely cool. Blondie. I mean, geez.
Deborah Harry, huh?
Yeah. Mm. It's a fantasy job over there. Really fun.
Now, I understand. Someone told me this, that you are actually going to be doing Just Shoot Me this week?
I am. It'll be on tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Mad TV let me go do another little show, as long as it didn't get in the way of our show, and it didn't, so that worked out.
So you get to work with Laura San Giacomo and Wendy Malick.
Great. Yeah.
Mm. Wendy is hilarious.
Yeah, she really is.
I used to love her in Dream On.
She was great on that.
Yeah, and she's really good on the show, too. She's a very good actress.
Very good.
Mm.
Yeah, they were a really great bunch over there, I have to say.
So how did you end up doing what you're doing? How'd you start out?
Well, I'm from Minnesota, and there was an improvisational sketch comedy theater that I was a part of up there. Did stand-up and did some other theater as well, and it all just sort of led to this.
Hmm.
Years of doing it.
What was the big break?
The big break? I moved out to L.A. about 3 years ago, and I just said, I have got to get on Mad TV, and I did. It was really, I laid it out for myself pretty good.
I guess so.
And lo and behold, an audition came up, and I had the right background.
Wow.
It takes a very specific background to even audition for this show, and I had it.
You had it. You know, we had on the other day, Adam Small.
Oh, you did?
One of the creators of the show, yeah.
Wow, yeah, he's got a new show out.
He does, called Gary and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
That's cool.
That's why he came on to talk about it.
Hmm.
You were also in the film Jingle All the Way?
My first film.
Did you actually get to meet Arnold?
Yeah, I worked right next to him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been fun.
Yeah, if you like cigar smoke in your face all day. It was great.
What part did you play in the movie?
I was just a young mom. I worked one day on it. It was such a cool experience.
Hmm.
It was funny because, you know, we shot it in Minnesota, and they actually had to create snow, which was unusual.
Yeah, it is around here and around there.
Hoping, well, our snow budget will be low because they'll have plenty of it, and they ended up having to create snow.
It's always like that, right?
Yeah.
I used to live in Wisconsin. It was bad there. Yeah, I lived in Milwaukee. I used to teach at Marquette University.
Dang. My dad went to Marquette.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is he doing lousy too?
I can't answer that. That makes me sad.
No, I'm only joking, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Why does it make you sad?
Oh, no.
Is your father doing all right?
He's doing just fine.
Good. I'm
He's
doing all right, too.
He's the happiest man on earth.
Yeah, I'm a lucky guy. I get to talk to Mo Collins. Do you know what? She was on my show today.
How cool is that?
Mo Collins from Mad TV. Trina. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. You have no idea.
Oh, that's great.
No, I don't want to interrupt my interview with you talking about her, but it was really incredible.
Oh, good. Well, I hope the next one is, too.
Well, it can't be. It's going to have to be a letdown. But, you know, in addition to Mad TV, you're also doing a lot of voice work. People who are listening are saying, "You got a familiar voice there." One of the shows we've done a lot of promotional stuff for is Family Guy.
Oh yeah.
And I know you're doing that show.
Right. I've stepped in and done some voices there. It certainly hasn't hurt that, you know, Alex Borstein is the mother on the show.
Right.
A writer on the show, so she, I'm sure, suggests me for things over there.
Yeah, you got to pal around Alex. She's good.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have a little. How old is your boy? I hear your boy in the background.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
He's five.
Five. I have a six-year-old girl.
Do you?
And I have a nine-year-old boy. So.
Yeah,
I'm into that stage as well.
Yeah, he's getting ready for kindergarten.
Yeah, they're fun. When they go off to kindergarten, it's such a big step.
It's so fun.
And then they go to first grade. Yeah, it's really kind of fun.
He's actually before he goes to school, he has to feed his sea monkeys.
Oh, he has he really has those things, huh?
Yeah.
Are they actually alive?
They're just like little tiny amoeba swimming around in water, but they fascinate him, and that's really all that counts.
Because I remember when we were kids, you know, the back of comic books and stuff had ads for, you know, seahorses.
Mm.
And someone said, well, if you order them, there's really nothing in them. It's just like...
No, I know. Mm. You wanted those little people that looked like they had crowns and the pot bellies.
Yeah, they're cute.
They were so cute, but they ain't nothing like that.
No, they don't look like that at all. They just look like little small-celled animals.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Now, it says here on the, your biography that your husband's a drummer.
Uh-huh.
Is he with a band we would know or not know?
Well, let's see. On the national level, he's played with Peter Himmelman. That's sort of his one of his groups.
Peter Himmelman?
Yeah, who actually, he now does the music for Judging Amy.
Oh, okay.
There's a big band and that's been in L.A. here that's kind of the hip scene that he plays with called the Dan Band.
The Dan Band?
Yeah.
My son's name is Dan. It's after him, I guess, the Dan Band.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
They'll be moving to a national level.
The Dan Band, we'll be watching for them.
Yeah, they're really funny.
Now, is your son musically inclined or comedically inclined?
Yeah, both.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Yeah, he actually keeps great time on the drums.
Does he watch Mommy on
TV?
Yeah,
he comes to the studio.
And does he think it's kind of weird when you play Lorraine or Trina or somebody?
He doesn't think it's weird. It's normal because that's been, you know, what he's been seeing.
You do that at home as well?
Yeah, he has me, you know, sing like Cher to put him to sleep.
Oh, can you sing like Cher for us a little bit?
If I could turn back time.
I'm looking for the lip movement. And
I know. You can't quite see it. You can feel it, though, can't you?
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm. I can hear it in the phone. Now, it says also you do something on something called Invader Zim.
Yeah, it's a new series that'll be coming out on Nickelodeon.
Oh, see, I never heard of that one before. That's why I haven't heard of it, because it doesn't exist yet.
No, you know, they do the voices a year ahead.
Wow.
So I actually go in tomorrow and do another episode of that. I play just a crazy robot mom.
Hmm.
Yeah, it looks pretty fun.
Sounds like
it. And I do just a bunch of other voices on it as well.
Now, are you going to branch into movies like many people in these sketch comedies?
I'm trying. I've actually had two movies, but they ended up going away because of the Mad TV schedule. Actually, three movies.
Really?
That I booked, and it's really hard to see those go away.
Mm.
But I'm just, you know, you keep trying.
See, that is the reason, Mo, that so many people of some of these big TV shows have left the shows because of the opportunities that they have. But the problem is, of course, it's a crapshoot. You could do these three movies, they could all tank.
Right.
And then you would have no Mad TV. So.
Yeah, I know. It is a crapshoot, and certainly Mad TV is a great stepping stone to these things. But, geez.
So does your husband come to see you when you were doing your stand-up? Was he a big fan?
Yeah, he's always been a big fan.
Hmm.
And I'm a big fan of his.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
That's what marriage is all about, being a fan of each other, right?
Yeah, he's the funnier one here at home, though, I tell you.
Yeah, really? See, you should get him on the show.
He has been on the show.
Has he really?
Yes, he has, actually. He's done some drumming. Last year, Alex and I did these band members called Frida O'Keefe, and he was our drummer.
Oh.
And this year, actually, we just recently taped Brockovich the Musical, and he was one of the townspeople in that, playing drums.
See, that's good. So you're going to make him infamous.
All in the family.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Now, when's your son going to come on the show?
I don't know. That's going to take some work to get me on the get me to let him do that.
Really?
Well, the contents of these sketches.
Well, that's true, but you know, he probably wouldn't understand most of it anyway.
He probably wouldn't. It would have to be, have to have all the control in the world over it. He'll eventually be on it. I know he will.
Yeah, my son came up to me one day a little while ago, when he was just turning 9, and he said, "Dad, I know all about sex." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "They told me on the bus." So I said, "Well, tell me, what is it?" He says, "When two people, they get naked and they kiss."
Oh.
I said, very interesting.
Oh. They get naked and they kiss.
To be innocent again, wouldn't it be nice?
Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
Oh.
Very sweet. But so Mad TV is doing well on Fox TV at 11 o'clock every Saturday night. So people who, of course, have lives, they tape the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. people like myself who are always jet setting all over the country, partying with the jet set, I have to, tape the show.
Yeah.
But because I'm partying with, you know, people like Mo Collins. I know Mo Collins. She was on my show.
Right.
So, we pal out together, and her kids play with my kids.
I finally just bought a VCR yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So you didn't have one before?
I did, but it just sat there because I think it was broken.
Oh. Okay.
And so it never got used, but I got one for Just Shoot Me.
Ah.
Yeah, but I've missed my show.
Well, see, now you'd be able to record all the shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. And and your son will be able to watch them, although I don't think I'd show him Mad TV that much, though.
No, there's only so much he can see.
Yeah, although your character, even the turkey thing, I think it would get lost on kids.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't hurt them or anything. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, she's just a freak, and they'd see the freak. They wouldn't hear the content.
There were children in that sketch as well.
Yeah, there were.
What was it like interacting with the kids on stage that day?
Well, it's really awkward with kids, given some of the things we have to say to them. As a parent, that's really unnerving.
Mm. Yeah, especially...
it makes my skin crawl, you know?
In that particular scene, Mo's character was telling these kids that... she better hope that the food was cooked, because if it wasn't, they could have tapeworms, and she wanted to know if they want to feel her tapeworm.
Yeah.
It was very...
And grabbing their sweet little hands to put them on my tapeworm. It's
kicking. Just, feel it.
Feel it.
Crack me up. That was very funny stuff.
Oh, good.
You know, I guess that a lot of it, the writing really is the key to all these kind of shows.
Boy, is it ever.
Because if you don't have writers, if you don't have good sketches, then you can be the most talented comedian in the world and you'll die a slow death.
Yeah, and good editors, all of it,
That's true.
Certainly one of the advantages we have over Saturday Night Live is that we have the luxury of editing. So if something doesn't work, it's out.
Right, that's true. Poor Saturday Night Live, many times they have a clunker and they can't do anything about it.
Yep, it's out there.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought, or has the show ever thought about maybe doing a live version one day?
We have thought of it, actually. We've come close a couple times, and it still may happen in the future.
Yeah.
I don't know when. But, yeah, they talk about it.
Well, I want to wish you loads and loads of luck. If I could speak, it would really be a good advantage in the radio biz. But I really do wish you a lot of luck, Mo, and hopefully Mad TV will continue, and so will you, and for a long time. And also, I hope that you get a chance to get into a movie you want to see on the big screen.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
And good luck to your drummer husband and your cute little 5-year-old son.
Thanks.
And we'll talk again sometime.
That sounds good.
When we're both even more famous.
All right, Mark.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.